following migration trends is an element of the analysis of real estate that we pay close attention to. Follow where the population growth is, follow where the job growth is, follow where people are moving to. And so you're exactly right. There has been COVID being one of the catalysts, and in turn, the work from home, the work from anywhere, the flexible work arrangements have led to an element of flexibility as it relates to where people can live and work. And then when you layer on other considerations such as taxes and fiscal issues and crime, et cetera, our analysis of real estate begins with and ends with studying the simple economics of real estate, demand relative to supply. And so on the demand side, that's exactly what you reference, which is following where are the jobs moving to, where are the people moving to, where are the companies moving to. When you gave examples of movements into Texas, for example, or Florida or other Sunbelt states. And so that's something that we incorporate into our consideration of companies to invest in, geographic exposure. To make a long-term bet, for example, on the Sunbelt region, we think is prudent. On the other hand, though, you have to consider the supply considerations, the ability to build new real estate. And one of the offsets to the migration into Texas or other Sunbelt regions of the country is that